Hey, I'm Nika, and this is The ItCast, real talk about all things sexual. Check out our Facebook page for the link to our first full podcast episode on Valentine's Day, February 14th, where we will be talking about modern rituals and mating practices, the five love languages, how trauma can stifle the ways we express love, and the history of Valentine's Day. Okay, Valentine's Day? Really? We asked anonymous community members to give us their two cents on the subject. Here's what you said.
So it's an expensive day. It gets nowhere. And I just prefer to stay home because I hate dealing with other people. So yeah, I prefer just to watch a movie. And yeah, that's happy Valentine's Day for me.
It's just like any other holiday. It's not supposed to be the only day you express love for a loved one. But it's just a yearly reminder to do it this year. Make sure at least once you reach out to a loved one. Hey, I love you. If I don't see you this whole year because we both trying to get our money, our shmoney. Let me stop. Okay, I'm sorry. Hug someone, kiss someone, spread the love.
Now, despite popular belief and consumer culture, Valentine's Day may be kinkier than you think. Here's Dorothy Santos with the history of Valentine's Day.
Since I was a little girl, I've loved Valentine's Day. Over the years, as I've matured, I've come to love it even more, and not for the cards and candy, but just having a genuine interest in the origin and history. One year, not only did I send out Valentine's Day cards to friends and family, I created a list of facts that are not commonly known, and one of those facts being that Valentine's Day has its roots in a pagan ritual called Lupercalia. The ritual involves sacrificing a goat for fertility and a dog for purification, but it gets better. The Luperci, which was an order of Roman priests, would then run around gently slapping women with blood-drenched goatskin. The women welcomed this tradition because it was believed that they would be fertile for the rest of the year. Now, for everyone that thinks Valentine's Day is for people with a special someone, you're wrong. The pagan ritual was meant for single people. Catch the full episode to learn more about Lupercalia and how the Christians sucked all the fun out of the day and helped create the Valentine's Day you all love to hate, but I admittedly love.
Get ready, because we're also going to talk intimacy, sexuality, shame, and the importance of self-love. Guests include somatic psychotherapist Mama Lisa.
I walk through this world as a queer Black woman.
A marriage and family therapist who has chosen to remain anonymous for this interview, so we'll call him Jonathan.
I am a white Caucasian male, sexual preference straight, and I'm polyamorous, so I'm in open relationships and I don't have a primary.
And Nina Joyner, owner of Fillmore 510, adult boutique and gallery in downtown Oakland, celebrating 6 years in business today.
I would define myself culturally as an African-American, masculine / female identified person. So genderqueer.
Every episode will feature many diverse cultural perspectives with the intention of validating everyone's experiences, no matter their age, race, gender, ethnicity, current location, location of origin, sexuality, or relationship status or style. So tune in to hear our featured guests and their thoughts on love, sex, and intimacy.
Who I am as a person has brought me to the understanding of sex, that sex is ever evolving. There is no end point or there is no success to sex.
Their favorite healing practices and how they address trauma.
I get really excited about somatics because it's a real invitation to return to the body as a source of wisdom and guidance and power, because when we can't feel, we can't feel.
And we're also going to share tips on how we can love ourselves today and every day. Get this episode on our Facebook page at The ItCast and tell us, how do you love yourself? All community submissions will be aired anonymously unless otherwise requested. Oh, look, here's one now.
Keeping a piece of your time and your life for yourself is self-love. Including yourself in the rotation of your love and your caring.
You can listen to the ItCast monthly for more real talk on sex. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like our Facebook page, and join the discussion group at The ItCast. The ItCast is produced monthly by co-host Dorothy Santos, senior producer Christine Trudeau, community outreach manager Anissa Driver, the twins Melanie and Melora Green, and me, your host and creator, Nika Sherrell.